Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, Father God. There is no one like you in all the earth. God, you've been so merciful. You've been so kind. God, you watched over us, Lord God. You kept us, Lord God. You saw fit, God, to allow us to see another day. God, you have done so marvelous things, Lord. And we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your solitude. Thank you for your sovereignty. Thank you, Father God, for everything. God, you are so marvelous, God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You've done so much for us, Lord. And we just thank you, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh, God, and we bless you on tonight, God. We give you glory, give you praise, God. And we just thank you for allowing us to come into your house of prayer. Oh, God, allowing us to pray, allowing us to come into your presence. God, we just thank you on today. Lord, we just thank you just because. Lord God, you are God, and God, you are enough. You are more than enough, Lord God. And we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. God, you kept us, Lord God. Lord God, as we travel the highways and valleys from one destination to another, Father God, and we just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be here. Thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity to seek your face yet again, Father. Oh, God, and we just thank you on today. Oh, God, we bless you, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. And God, we open our hearts, Lord God, and we welcome you in, Father God. We ask, God, that you enter in, Father God. Enter in, Father God. Enter in, Father God. Enter into those places, God, that is hurting. Enter into those places, God, that is sick. Enter in, Father God, and clean it out, Father God. Enter in, God, and make it whole. Enter in, God, and remove those things that are hindering us, God. Here, God, we want you to enter in, Father God. Enter in, God, as we, Lord God, work with you to tear down these strongholds in our lives, God. We ask that you enter in, Father God, to every situation in our lives, Lord God. Every, God, thing that's going on in our homes, God, in our families, Lord God. Everything that is happening all around us, Father God. Everything, God, that we are concerned about, Father God. God, we're bringing it and we're laying it at your feet, God. God, we're bringing it to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, we're laying our hearts at your feet. We're laying our lives at your feet. We're laying our family at your feet. Oh, God, everything, God, we're laying it at your feet right now, God, because we can't do nothing about it. We can't change no minds. We can't change no hearts. We can't change the situation. But, God, we know, God, that you are more than capable. Father God, you do more than we can ask or think. So God, we're coming to you, God. Lord God, to give you our hearts, give you our concerns. God, everything, Father God, we just want to give it to you, Lord. We just want to give it to you, God. Oh God, we just want to give it to you, Father God, our relationships, Lord. Oh God, those things that's troubling you in our relationships. God. God, we know you are a reconciliator. Father, you cause us, Lord God, to come together, to come in agreement on one accord. God, I'm asking that you give us a heart of acceptance, Lord. God, to accept every situation, accept the unforgivable. Father God, to accept what we cannot change. God, and to love out of the sincerity of our heart, regardless of what it looked like or what it seemed like, God, and not become bitter and estranged, not to become in a place of sadness, God, not to become desperate, but to wait on you, not to be concerned about what people say or what people think, and even those, Lord God, that we're concerned about, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, give us a heart, Father God, to love them even the more, Father God, that they won't feel any type of way, God, help us, God, to walk in the right mindset and the right perspective, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we we won't, God, cause any more damage. In the name of Jesus, that we won't cause any more destruction. In the name of Jesus, God, we're asking you to order our steps, God. Give us what to say, how to say, where to move, when to move, God, and when not to move. God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to guide us, Lord God, direct us and lead us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and uplift every burden, Father God, and sever every spirit, God, that is not of you. Asking God that you would remove it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, sever every soul tie in the name of Jesus, ungodly unionships in the name of Jesus. God, thanks, Lord God, that we tied ourselves to it we should not have, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Any addictions, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, sever it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Sever those addictions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those things, Lord God, that has us, God, is entangled, Father God, and messed up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And remove all fear, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are not the God of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind, Father God. Help your people to remember that you are a God of reconciliation and a healer and a comforter of God. And you are forgiving, God, Lord God. And we need to forgive. Forgive one another. Forgive ourselves, God, so that you can forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to let go of all that self, God, that has us hurting on the inside, Father God, and throw it at your feet, God, so that you, Father God, can take us where you want us to go and live the way you want us to live, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, set the crooked road straight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, those, Lord God, that got distracted, oh God, because they heard something they didn't want to hear. Oh God, even Lord God, in the hearts, Lord God, they grow bitter and resentful and angry, Father God, and even saying, God, they would never, Father God, show their face again or be a part. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, touch their hearts, Lord God, and give them a heart of acceptance, Lord God, so that they can receive what you have for them in that area of their life, God, because you never stop working. You never stop moving, Father God. Oh, God, we're always, Father God, in a learning cycle, Father God, and I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, God, to help us, Lord God, as we walk, Father God, in this journey, Father God, as we draw closer to you. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to turn from our wicked ways, turn from what we think, Father God, and be more willing and obedient, Father God, and not turn a deaf ear nor disregard, Father God, but hear what your spirit is saying, Lord God. Oh God, and not compromise our salvation in the name of Jesus, but to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, not out of religion, not out of obligation, Lord God, not, Lord God, because we think it's what we're supposed to do or should do, but God, we're doing it because we love you. We do it because we appreciate you. We do it because we love you and we want to be obedient, Father God, and willing, Father God, a yielded vessel, submitted unto you, God, willing to do whatever you call us to do. Oh God, help us, Lord God, not to lead to our own understanding, and so much has been said or done. Oh God, if we lead to our own understanding, Father God, and we're holding to that truth, which is a lie. So I ask you, God, to expose the lies, the manipulations, Lord God, even in our own minds and in our own hearts, Lord God, that we can no longer believe that lie. But God, we have to accept the truth. God, release your word, God, that it will penetrate even deeper, Lord God. Oh, God, and uproot all those lies, Lord God, even things that we were taught, even as children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, touch our hearts in the name of Jesus. Touch our minds in the name of Jesus. And deliver, Lord God, us out of our own sin, Father God. Deliver us from that stuff, God. Oh, God, deliver us from our own minds. Deliver us from what God is around us. Deliver us from evil, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to recognize what is evil and what have gone dull, Father God, and we don't even recognize, for God, the state we are in. So I'm asking you, God, oh God, to strengthen us, Lord God. Settle us, Lord God. Reignite our spirit, Father God, that we'll be on fire in our zeal for you. Lord God, we'll ignite others around us, and they will wonder, Lord God, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, I'm asking you to save, Lord God. Oh God, heal the broken heart, Lord God. Heal the lonely heart, Lord God. Heal the heart that feels like they've been rejected, kicked to the curb. Jesus, heal that heart in the name of Jesus. Help them to remember that you have not forgotten them, Father God. That you, Lord God, love them just as they are. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to touch the hearts, Lord God. Touch the minds, God. Regulate the mind, God, and God. Help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to renew their mind with your word. Make that word come alive even the more, Father God, every day in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just bless you on today. And we thank you, Father God, for reconciliation, even in the families, Lord God, where there's people, Lord God, that's been estranged for years. Oh God, I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, see about those people, Father God, in their relationships, even in their marriages, Father God. Let there be harmony, unity, one accord, even in their marriages, Father God. Oh God, help them be, Father God, be in their proper place, in their proper positions. And oh God, to them and their wives, Lord God, they help, Father God, but to submit. Oh God, because they want to submit, because they see the God in them. Oh God, fill them up with your spirit, hallelujah. Oh God, fill them up with your power and your glory. Fill them up with your word, Father God, that they'll walk in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch your men, Father God. Touch your men, Father God. Let them know, Father God, they don't have to change their identity because you made man and woman, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And who they are is exactly who they should be. God, help them to pick up your word and understand who they are in the name of Jesus. And let them not, Father God, be deceived by the world and the spirits in this world in the name of Jesus. It's so easy to be deceived because they're looking for love and gratification in all the wrong areas, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help your women, Father God. Oh God, to turn from their ways. Oh God, to turn, Father God, because, oh God, they're being hurt, Father God, by a man. Or they can't get what they want from a man. Oh God, help them, God, God, to understand that they are female. They are united with you. And they can have, Lord God, everything that they need. They do not have to compromise their salvation, their identity either. Oh God, they are female. They are women. Oh God, they are your daughters in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you to touch them right now, God. And help them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to heal from the brokenness, from the rapist, Lord God, from all that stuff that they went through that caused them to turn, Jesus. Thinking and believing, Father God, that's what they have to do. It's a lie. It's a lie. Oh God, save us, Lord. Save us from ourselves in the name of Jesus. Save us from these lies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch our minds, God. We need help, Lord. We need help, Lord. Even our children, God. Touch our children, God. Let them not be deceived, God. They're going amongst different people, different religions, different things going on, Father God. Let them not think, Lord God, that it's okay. Oh God, to so God sin against you. Help them, Father God, to be even more obedient unto you. God, obedient to their mother and father is just like being obedient unto you. Oh God, help them to see the good. Help them to see what they can achieve. Oh God, if they submit unto the authority. Father God, help them to submit. Help them, Father God, not
not to compromise their identities either. Oh, God is slipping to that slippery slope, God, trying to fit in, trying to be a part of, want to be a part of the in group. God, want us, oh God, be a part of the group, God, that is, Lord God, getting all the accolades and all the attention. Oh, God, help them to understand that they can get everything they need from you. They can pray. They can seek your face, Father God. And yes, Father God, help them to understand, Father God, there will be, oh God, people talking about them, people saying things about them, Father God, to help them find solitude in you, help them find stability in you, help them to be rooted and grounded in you, Jesus. Help them to be rooted and grounded in you and not fall into deceptive place, God, that causes even more destruction to the inner man. When they can be free, and they can be free at a young age, they can call upon your name, and at a young age, God, deliver them, God. Save our children. Save our family members. Save, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you. Save, God. Oh, God, save us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That we walk upright before you, that we love you for real, for real. That your power and your anointing can flow, God. And just like your word says, we can walk by people and people get healed and delivered. Because they just feel your presence. They feel something different. And they know and they ask. And we can pray with them, Father. And love on them right where they are. Because that's all we want is love. We want to be loved. We want to be accepted. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us to accept your acceptance. Because we are fitly joined together, a part of the body, a part of the living God, a part, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're not separated. We are a part of, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to accept that truth. And it does not matter what state we're in right now. Help us, Lord God, to begin again. And not stay in that same place. Not stay in that same place, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to get up out of that muck and the mire in the name of Jesus. God, oh God, let us see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that light is our freedom. That light is you. God, let your people run to you. Run to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I bless you. And I just thank you on today. I thank you on today, God. And I bless you, Lord God, for this opportunity, God, to even come before you. And I just thank you, Lord God, for working things out for our good. Everything, God, you're working out for our good. You're always working behind the scenes. You're always doing some things, Father God. All we got to do is step in it. Step out into the deep. All we got to do is accept it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to simply accept. Give us hearts of flesh. Remove the rebellion and the stubbornness, the hardness of heart. Oh, God, give us a heart of acceptance. And those, Father God, that have surrendered all, God, help them to go just a little bit deeper. Go a little bit deeper. Help them, God. Encourage them to keep going. Encourage them to keep pressing. Encourage them, God, not to be deceived by what they see or hear or what people do to try to throw them off their square. Keep them, Lord God, as you can keep them, Father. God, settle them, Father God, in you. Oh, God, and we just thank you for that settlement. We thank you for establishing us, settling us, and keeping us, God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for you are God all by yourself. And we appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God. God, remove all fear. Oh, God, fear is gripping your people and stopping them to move forward in you, not to face some things. God, I'm asking you, God, remove nation. Release your people, God. God, help them flee and make a freedom sound. It's a choice. Oh, God, help us to make that choice and move forward in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we just bless you on today. Oh, God, we appreciate you and we love you, God, for who you are, the marvelous God, the omnipotent, all-knowing. Oh, God, you can see all, you know all, and you care about all of us. God, give us a heart to accept it all in the name of Jesus. And God, we just bless you on today. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.